President Bush and Russia's President Vladimir Putin have signed a treaty that reduces U.S. and Russian nuclear arsenals by two-thirds. The treaty and President Bush's visit to Russia are seen as the requiem of the Cold War. The president spoke during today's signing ceremony in Moscow.
It's an historic and hopeful day for Russia and America. It's an historic day for the world as well. President Putin and I today ended a long chapter of confrontation and opened up an entirely new relationship between our countries.
Despite the talk of a new strategic relationship, serious differences remain between Washington and Moscow. Among them, White House worries about Russia's relationship with Iran. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. Don, the treaty is just a few pages long. What exactly does it do?
It takes the ready-to-go, ready-to-launch nuclear stockpiles of the U.S. and Russia down to between 1,700 and 2,200 per country. Those are the numbers. Each country decides what level they want to be at within that range. They also decide, and this is significant, if they take those no longer deployed warheads and destroy them, or simply put them in storage. At a news conference here, the question was put to both presidents. Why, if the U.S. and Russia are now friends, why do they even need this many warheads? President Bush answered that it's important to look at where each country once was. As for why store rather than destroy, the president said the world could change in another decade. And he said to make sure you have working weapons, you need to have spares. He used the phrase quality control. Putin, meanwhile, pointed out that other nations around the world, which could someday be a threat, also possess nuclear weapons. So the U.S. and Russian arsenals, he said, still act as a global deterrent.
Yesterday in Berlin, President Bush said he's concerned about Russia's assistance in the construction of an Iranian nuclear reactor. Was that discussed in Moscow?
It was discussed indeed. The Bush administration calls Iran the number one exporter of terrorism in the world, and it worries that technology Russia's giving to Iran, as it helps build this nuclear power plant there, could be used to develop weapons of mass destruction. It's a major concern for the U.S. But President Putin responded that the plant there, the nuke plant, is for energy and for civilian uses. He also pointed out in the press conference that the U.S. has agreed to build a similar plant in North Korea, a nation which, like Iran, is part of that axis of evil the president talks about, President Bush talks about. Putin also stressed, though, Russia is interested in stopping proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and that the U.S. need not worry about this plant.
Bilateral trade was one of the subjects that came up during the post-signing news conference. What was said?
Right. They were all over the map. And the feeling from both these men on that topic is that Russia really needs to be part of the world economy, that economic growth here is really important for stability. President Bush said he'd like to someday soon, in fact, see Russia as a member of the World Trade Organization. Putin said the sooner the better. They also talked, though, about a 1974 U.S. law. It's called the Jackson-Vanik Amendment. It basically links freedom for Jews in Russia, freedom to emigrate, with Russia's trade status. President Putin said today it's a relic of the Cold War and should be tossed out. President Bush said essentially the same thing, but it's Congress's call, and because of other trade disputes between the U.S. and Russia, it's tied up in Congress right now.
President's there through Sunday. What's he going to do?
Yeah, it's unusual for President Bush to spend so much time in one place. He's usually on the road. He likes to get in, take care of his business, and move on. But they'll spend mostly personal time with the Putins. The presidents and their wives are doing some sightseeing, a stroll through Cathedral Square, a dinner and an overnight stay at the Putin residence tonight. Tomorrow they head to Putin's hometown, St. Petersburg, and they'll see the Hermitage Museum and go for a boat ride. And again, it's that personal kind of diplomacy that President Bush likes to practice so well and that he thinks is paying dividends with Russia.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne with the president in Moscow.